not only because he's a liar, but because anything he ever got would have to come from God anyway. Nowhere in Scripture did the devil ever claim to have made anything, created anything. Nor did he ever create anything. He's a destroyer only. He can't create anything, never did. Now, he allows you to forget that little fact. He's a deceiver. But beside all that, what reason, what proof do you have to trust the devil? Don't you have much less than to trust God? Even from your own spacey sight, don't you? Well then, you have to discipline yourself to stand on truth. Gross kitty consideration points of view. Let's say that you're shaking anyway. What good is to tell the devil's a liar? That isn't much good. Well then, on the other hand though, when you're asked, do you have more reason to trust the devil or more reason to trust God? More reason to trust God. So that then the only way you could backslide is by consciously rebelling against God. The devil couldn't get you to space away. You see that? No one can pluck them out of my hand, therefore. Only if you choose to walk away. Now, all of you say you don't want to backslide. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I hope you don't. But before you could choose to backslide, it would have to be shown somehow that it wasn't just space. You just spaced away, just drifted away. You understand? Tend the sheep means keep them together, is what you're supposed to do, keep them together in a sheepfold. So that the only way a sheep could get out to the devil is if he really rebels against what he calls truth and goes out to the devil. Otherwise, he would just be spacing away. And that's not supposed to happen, is it? You just drift away aimlessly. Well, it does. You yourselves recognize those simple facts about backsliding and show them to others and fellowship in them, and they will keep you from being spaced away by the devil if you stick to them. Now if you don't, if you care so little that you just even hit out against truth that you call truth, well then that's conscious. That's just I don't care what's right, and that isn't space. You have those things, various facts. What are they, basically?
He works by conjecture.
You work, yeah. That he doesn't go to the truth.
That's the appeal to your feelings.
That's appeal to your feelings. What else? Get these.
Works on your feelings.
Works on your feelings, yes.
Makes you forget the times past when Jesus came through for you.
He makes you make decisions on grounds other than reason. That, and thus he gets you to deal with the highest matter, the greatest matter, in a very poor quality way. You would deal with a lesser matter in a higher quality way. That is, filling your stomach. You'd be more reasonable, wouldn't you? That's not as important. Yet you'd be more reasonable. The devil gets you to avoid that. Mm-hmm. He works on cloudy feelings and issues within you.
What were the suggestions from him?
We have that now. Are there any other, go over the table for us. The other direct.
You get this to forget the God and everything.
That's right. That's one of the biggest. I'm just going through this. I don't have this written up right now. I'm just going through this. I go over these things and I forget them until the time comes. You see, when the time comes, when something comes, I can see all the factors that bear on the issue. But to try and sit back and just say, and just call up everything, sit back and say everything you know.
John 16, you need someone to question you?
Yeah, that's what I do. I need someone to question me. By this you believe that you came from God. You need none to question you. You have to go ahead and ask them. Also, Nicodemus said, we know you are a teacher, come from God. Jesus is the teacher. He gets you, what? See, well, my memory. What?
No.
Say it again.
So, he gets you to forget. God made everything. He offers you this.
He gets you to forget the fact that God made everything. And the devil can't create anything, and so can't give you anything of his own. And thus you ought to be thinking, well, hold on now, you're offering me these grain and fields and vineyards, but where did you get them? How do I even know you have them? You should say that to the devil. How do I know you even have those things that you're offering me? Where did he get them? If he has them, he got them from God. If he doesn't have them, why should you listen to him? And if he does have them, he got them from God, well, big deal. Why should you take his when you can go direct to God? Go right to the source. And there's another thing. When he offers you grain yard, grain, you know, vineyards and so forth, well, you read about hell, all the things about hell. Edom, a burning place has long been prepared. Yea, for the king it is made ready. It is with the devil. His place isn't a land. He's lying. It's not a land of vineyards and milk and honey. There's absolutely no reason to think that. You think a backsliding would be fun. And that's what you have, this image and feeling, but it's an illusion. And if you look around at the people who are into it, you'll see it more clearly. It's an illusion. It isn't there. And you tend to forget that. And he works on the fact that you easily forget that. Put that down. This is the basic thing about backsliding here. The way he comes and he worms, squirms, and suggests. See, if you can just get your way to the sheepfold, that's enough. Somehow he can work on it. Look around. Does it work? You should test it. You know, don't do anything until you test it first. Test all things. And there is that falling a man thing. That's true. They took confidence in his words. He was clearly stating the truth, and he did first prepare his work in the field. Built a house, an understanding. Did the right thing. So it was necessary to come against him, Hezekiah. For him, the devil would have continued to have people all, no no unity, and just all doing their